Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the comfort of the Spirit of truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good
Thank you.
shame. Don't let my enemies set me to scorn. Yea, and none that wait on me be put to shame. Let them be ashamed which are lawless without a cause. Make thy ways, O Lord, known unto me, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art God, my Savior. For on thee have I waited all the day long. Remember thy compassions, O Lord, and thy mercies, for they are from everlasting. The sins of my youth and my ignorance says, remember not. Or put into thy mercy, remember thou me, for the sake of thy goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he set a law for me for them that sin in the way. He will guide the meek in judgment. He will teach the meek his way. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth unto them that seek after his covenant and his testimonies. For thy sake of thy name, O Lord, be gracious unto my sin, for it is great. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? He will set him a law in the way which he hath chosen. His soul shall dwell among good things, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The Lord is the strength of them that fear him, and his covenant shall be manifested unto them. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he it is that will draw my feet out of the snare. Look upon me, and have mercy upon me, for I am one only begotten and poor. The afflictions of my heart are multiplied. Bring me out of my necessities. Behold my loneliness and my toil, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are multiplied, and with an unjust hatred have they hated me. Keep my soul and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have hoped in thee. The innocent and the upright have cleaved unto me, for I waited on thee, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, from all his afflictions.
بعهدك نجني واحفظني امن الي ابنك انقذني سريعا خذني الها ناصرا وبيتا نرجا ان تخلصني انك انت قوتي وملجئي ومن اجل اسمك تهديني وتعولني انت تخرجني من هذا الفخ الذي اخوف به لانك انت يا رب وناصري في يديك استودع روحي ولقد افتديتني ايها الرب الى الحق انت ابطلت الذين يحتفظون باباطيل مجانا اما انا فعلى ربي أنا أفرح وأتهلل برحمتك لأنك نظرت إلى رؤوسي وخلصت من الشدائد نفسي ولم تحبسن في أيدي الأعداء أنت أقمت السعة في رجلي ارحمني يا رب فإني حزين انزعجت من الغيظ عيني ونفسي وأحشائي لأن حياتي قد فنيت بالأوجاع وأوامي الزفرات ضعفت من الرؤوس قوتي واضطربت عظامي صرت عارا لذات جميع أعدائي وأي عار من جيراني وفزع من عارفي والذين رأوني خارجا هربوا مني نسيت كبيت من القلب صرت كبناء طائع سمعت كلام الكثيرين ممن يسكنون حولي عند اجتماعهم جميعا علي تآمروا على أخذ نفسي أما أنا فعليك توكلت يا رب قلت إنك أنت إلهي يديك مصيري نجني من يد أعدائي ومن منضيتي أطئ بوجهك على عبدي خلصني برحمتك يا رب لا أحزن فإني دعوتك ليخزن القمر وليهبطوا إلى الجحيم لتخرس الشباب الغاشة الناطقة بالنجوم على الصديق بكبرياء واحتقار يا لوزارة صلاحك الذي أدخلته الذين يخافونك يا رب وأتممته للمتكئين عليه تجاه بني البشر إنك تسترهم بسبب وجهك من مشاغبة الناس تضللهم في مظلة من ألسنة المخاصمين تبارك الرب الذي جعل رحمته أنا قلت في ذهولي إني نبذت من أمام عيني لذلك استمعت إلى صوت تضرعي حينما صرخت إليك أحب الرب يا جميع أبراره لأن الرب يبتغي الحق ويجازي الذين يعملون الكبرياء بالباطل تشجعوا وتتشدد قلوبكم يا جميع المتكلين على النار
إذا فعلت من الحق المصحي شكراً للشاطر الأبراره He shall say unto the Lord Thou art my helper and my refuge. He is my God, and I will hope in him. For he shall deliver thee from the snare of the hunters and from every troubled bird. With his shoulders will he overshadow thee, and under his wings shall thou have hope. With the shield known his truth encompass thee. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, and for the arrow that flieth by day, and for the thing that walketh the darkness, and for the mishap and demon of noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. unto thee shall it not come out. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and thou shalt see the reward of sinners. For thou, O Lord, art my hope. Thou meetest the Most High thy refuge. No evil shall come nigh thee, and no spirit shall draw nigh unto my throne. For he shall be of his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. On their hand shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Upon the ass and the ballast thou shalt tread. Thou shalt trample upon the lion and dragon. For he hath set his foot on me, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him because he hath known my name. He shall cry unto me, and I will hearken unto him. I am with him in affliction, and I will rescue him and glorify him. With length of days will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Glory to thee, O God. Glory to thee, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Eyes with us, understand.
Now and ever and ever. speaking with the night may be understood. Grant this to me, O Savior, and save me.
With never ceasing voice, the six sweet seraphim extol thee.
Holy
Virgin, Mother of God, For the prayer of the mother avails much to the control of the Master. Despise not the supplications of sinners, O all revered one, for merciful and mighty to save is he who graciously came to suffer for all.
Mercy, Lord, 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 mercy,
Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy,
Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy,
Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy,
Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord,
mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord,
mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy,
Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy,
from that, who has shut up the deep and sealed it with thy fearful and glorious name, whom all things fear, yea, before whose power they tremble. For the majesty of thy glory cannot be borne, and the anger of thy threatening towards sinners is intolerable. And yet thy most merciful promise is immeasurable and unsearchable. For thou art the Lord most high, of great compassion, long-suffering, abundant in mercy and repentance of the evils against me. Thou, O Lord, according to thy great goodness, hast promised repentance and forgiveness to them that have sinned against thee, and of thy infinite mercies hast appointed repentance of the sinners, that they may be saved. Thou therefore, O Lord of hosts, hast not appointed repentance to the just, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, who have not sinned against thee, but thou hast appointed repentance unto me, who am a sinner, for my sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions, O Lord, are multiplied, my transgressions are multiplied, and I am not worthy to behold and look unto the height of heaven for the multitude of my iniquities. I am bowed down with many iron bands, so that I cannot lift up my head by reason of my sins. Neither have I any respite, for I have provoked thy wrath and done that which is evil before thee. I did not thy will, neither kept I thy commandments. I have set up abominations and multiplied detestable things. Now therefore I bow the knee of my heart, beseeching thee for grace. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my iniquities. But I humbly beseech thee, forgive me, O Lord, forgive me, and destroy me not with mine iniquities. Be not angry with me forever by reserving my evils for me, neither condemn me to the lower parts of the earth. For thou, O Lord, art the God of them that repent, and in me will thou show all thy goodness. For thou wilt save me that am unworthy, according to thy great mercy. And I will praise thee henceforth all the days of my life, for all the powers of heaven hymn thee, and thine is the glory unto ages of ages.
No, no, no. Thank you. now move to the first part, first order, on the canon of St. Andrew. Did you get it in the back? Great. Thanks.
He is my deliverer and my protector, and hath become my salvation. This is my God, and I will glorify him, the God of my fathers, and I will exalt him, for gloriously hath he been glorified.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, have mercy on me.
Where shall I begin to weep for the actions of my wretched life? What first fruit shall I offer, O Christ, in this my lamentation? But in thy compassion, grant me forgiveness of sin.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, have mercy on me.
Come, wretched soul, with thy flesh to the Creator of all. Make confession to him and abstain henceforth from thy past brutishness, and offer to God tears of repentance.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I have libeled in transgression Adam the firstborn man, and I have found myself stripped naked of God, of the eternal kingdom and its joy, because of my sin.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Woe to thee, miserable soul, how like thou art to the first Eve, for thou hast looked in wickedness and was grievously wounded. Thou hast touched the tree and rashly tasted the deceptive food.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Instead of the visible Eve, I have the Eve of the mind, the passionate thought in my flesh, showing me what seems sweet, yet whenever I taste from it, I find it bitter.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Adam was justly banished from Eden because he disobeyed one commandment of thine, O Savior. What then shall I suffer? For I am always rejecting thy words of life. Beyond all being worshipped in unity, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion grant me tears of compunction. O Theotokos, the hope and protection of those who sing thy praises, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and pure lady, accept me in repentance. Attend, O heaven, and I shall speak. Give ear, O earth, to the voice of one who repents before God and sings his praise.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Look upon me, O God, my Savior, with thy merciful eye, and accept my fervent confession. More than all men have I sinned. I alone have sinned against thee. But as God, take pity on thy creation, O Savior.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
With my lustful desires I have formed within myself the deformity of the passions and disfigured the beauty of my mind.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I am surrounded by the storm of sin, O compassionate Lord, but stretch out thine hand to me, as once thou hast to Peter. I have stained the garment of my flesh, O Savior, and defiled that which was made in thine image and likeness. With the lust of passion I have darkened the beauty of my soul,
and turn my whole mind entirely into dust. I have torn the first garment that the Creator wove for me in the beginning, and now I lie naked. I have clothed myself in the torn coat that the serpent wove for me by his counsel, and I am ashamed. I offer to thee, O merciful Lord, the tears of the harlot. Take pity on me, O Savior, in thy compassion. I looked upon the beauty of the tree, and my mind was deceived, and now I lie naked and ashamed. All the ruling passions have plowed upon my back, making long furrows of wickedness. I sing thy praises, one in three persons, God of all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Theotokos, undefiled, virgin alone, worthy of all praise, intercede fervently for our salvation. Once rained down fire from heaven and consumed the land of Sodom. O my soul, flee like Lot to the mountain and take refuge in Zoar before it is too late. Flee from the flames, my soul, flee from the burning heat of Sodom. Flee from destruction by the fire of God. I alone have sinned against thee. I have sinned more than all men. Reject me not, O Christ, my Savior. Thou art the good shepherd. Seek me, the lamb that has strayed, and do not forget me. Thou art my beloved Jesus, thou art my Creator. In thee shall I be justified, O Savior. I confess to thee, O Savior, I have sinned against thee without measure, but in thy compassion absolve and forgive me. O God, Trinity in unity, save us from error and temptation and distress. Hail, moon that held God, hail, throne of the Lord, hail, mother of our life. Despise not thy works, forsake not thy creation. I have sinned as a man, I alone more than any other man, O thou who lovest mankind. But as Lord of all, thou hast the power to pardon sin. The end draws near, my soul, the end draws near. Yet thou dost not care or make ready. The time grows short, rise up, the judge is at the door. The days of our life pass swiftly as a dream, as a flower. Why do we trouble ourselves in vain? Awake, my soul, consider the actions which thou hast done. Set them before thine eyes and let the drops of thy tears fall. With boldness tell Christ of thy deeds and thoughts, and so be justified.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
No sin has there been in life, no evil deed, no wickedness that I have not committed, O Savior. I have sinned as no one ever before, in mind, word, and intent, in disposition, thought, and act. For this I am condemned in my misery, for this I am convicted by the verdict of my own conscience, which is more compelling than all else in the world. O my judge and redeemer, who knowest my heart, spare and deliver and save me in my wretchedness.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
The ladder which the great patriarch Jacob saw of old is an example, O my soul, of approach through action and of ascent, and of ascent in knowledge. If then thou dost wish to live rightly in action and knowledge in contemplation, be thou made new. In privation, Jacob the patriarch endured the burning heat by day and the frost by night, making daily gains of sheep and cattle, shepherding, wrestling, and serving to win his two wives.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
By the two wives, understand action and knowledge in contemplation. Leah is action, for she had many children, and Rachel is knowledge, for she endured great toil. For without toil, O my soul, neither action nor contemplation will succeed. Undivided in essence, unconfused in persons, I confess thee as God, triune, God, deity, one in kingship and throne, and to thee I raise the great thrice holy hymn that is sung on
high.
Thou gavest birth and art a virgin, and in both thou remainst by nature inviolate. He who is born makes new the laws of nature, and the womb brings forth without travail. When God so wills, the natural order is overcome, for he does whatever he wishes.
On thy night I seek thee early, a lover of mankind. Give me light, I pray thee, and guide me in thy commandments, and teach me, O Savior, to do thy will.
Have mercy on me, O God.
In night have I passed all my life, for the night of sin has covered me with darkness and thick mist. But make me, O Savior, a son of the day. In my misery I have followed Reuben's example, and have devised a wicked and unlawful plan against the Most High God, defiling my bed as he defiled his father.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I confess to thee, O Christ my King, I have sinned like the brethren of Joseph, who once sold the fruit of purity and chastity. As a figure of the Lord, O my soul, the righteous and gentle Joseph was sold into bondage by his brethren, but thou hast sold thyself entirely to thy sin.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O miserable and wicked soul, imitate the righteous and pure mind of Joseph, and do not live in wantonness, sinfully indulging thy disordered desires. Once Joseph was cast into a pit, O Lord and Master, as a figure of thy burial and resurrection, but what offering such as this shall I ever make to thee? Glorify thee, O Trinity, the one God, holy, holy, holy art thou, Father, Son, and Spirit, simple essence in unity, worship forever. O Virgin inviolate and Mother who has not known man, from thee has God, the Creator of the ages, taken human flesh, uniting to himself the nature of man. I offer to thee in purity, O Savior, the tears of mine eyes, and groaning from the depths of my heart, crying, I have sinned against thee, O God, be merciful to me.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Like Nathan and Abram, O my soul, thou hast become a stranger to thy Lord, but from the lowest depth of hell cry out, spare me, that the earth may not open and swallow thee up.
Come ye, O Lord, come ye.
Raging as a mad heifer, O my soul, thou art become like Ephraim, as a hart from the necks, rescue thee then thy life, gaining wings through action and the mind's contemplation.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O my soul, the hand of Moses shall be our assurance, proving how God can cleanse a life full of leprosy and make it white as snow. So do not despair of thyself, thou that art leprous. I am the Trinity, simple and undivided, yet divided in persons, and I am the unity, my nature one, says the Father and the Son and the Divine Spirit.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thy womb bore God for us, fashioned in our shape. O Theotokos, pray to him as the creator of all, that we may be justified through thine intercession. And to my sores I have added wounds, but in thy compassion have mercy upon me, O God of our fathers.
Come me, O Lord, come me.
The secrets of my heart have I confessed to thee, my judge. See my abasement, see my affliction, and attend to my judgment now. And in thy compassion have mercy upon me, O God of our fathers.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
When Saul once lost his father's asses, In searching for them, he found himself proclaimed as king. But watch, my soul, lest unknown to thyself, thou prefer thine animal appetites to the kingdom of Christ. David, the forefather of God, once sinned doubly, pierced with the arrow of adultery and the spear of murder. But thou, my soul, art more gravely sick than he, for worse than any acts are the impulses of thy will.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
David once joined sin to sin, adding murder to fornication. Yet then he showed it once a twofold repentance. But thou, my soul, has done worse things than he, yet thou hast not repented before God. David once composed a hymn, setting forth as in an icon the action he had done, and he condemned it, crying, "Have mercy upon me, for against thee only have I sinned, O God of all, do thou cleanse me." O simple and undivided Trinity, O holy and consubstantial unity, thou art praised as light and lights, one holy and three holies. Sing, O my soul, and glorify life and lives, the God of all. We praise thee, we bless thee, we venerate thee, O Mother of God. For thou hast given birth to one of the undivided Trinity, thy Son and God, and thou hast opened the heavenly places to us on earth. On me, awaken my mind and turn me back, accept me in repentance and take pity on me as I cry. I have sinned against thee, save me. I have done evil, have mercy on me. Riding in the chariot of the virtues, Elijah was lifted up to heaven, high above earthly things. Reflect, O my soul, on his ascent. Elisha once took up the mantle of Elias and received a double portion of grace from the Lord. But in this grace, my soul, thou hast no share by reason of thy greed and uncontrolled desire.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
With the mantle of Elijah, Elisha made the stream of Jordan stand still on either side. But in this grace, my soul, thou hast no share by reason of thy greed and uncontrolled desire. The Shunammite woman gladly entertained the righteous prophet. But in thy house, my soul, thou hast not welcomed stranger or traveler, and so thou shalt be cast out weeping from the bridal chamber.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O wretched soul, always thou hast imitated the unclean thoughts of Gehazi. Cast from thee, at least in thine old age, his love of money. Flee from the fire of hell, turning away from thy wickedness. Father without beginning, co-eternal Son and light, loving Comforter, the Spirit of righteousness, begetter of the Word of God, Word of the Eternal Father, Spirit living and creative, O Trinity in unity, have mercy on me.
Amen. Amen.
as from purple silk, O undefiled virgin, the spiritual robe of Emmanuel, his flesh, was woven in thy womb. Therefore we honor thee as Theotrochos in very truth.
Conception without seed, nativity past understanding, from a mother who never knew a man, child bearing undefiled, for the birth of God makes both natures new. Therefore, as bride and mother of God, with true worship all generations magnify thee.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
My mind is wounded, my body is grown feeble, my spirit is sick. My speech has lost its power, my life is dead. The end is at the door. What shall thou do then, miserable soul, when the judge comes to examine thy deeds? I have put before thee, my soul, Moses' account of the creation of the world, and after that all the recognized scriptures that tell thee the story of the righteous and the wicked. But thou, my soul, hast followed the second of these, not the first, and hast sinned against God.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
The law is powerless, the gospel of no effect, and the whole of Scripture is ignored by thee. The prophets and all the words of the righteous are useless. Thy wounds, my soul, have been multiplied, and there is no physician to heal thee.
Come here, O Lord, come here.
I bring thee, O my soul, examples from the New Testament to lead thee to compunction. Follow the example of the righteous, turn away from the sinful, and through prayers and fasting, through chastity and reverence, win back Christ's mercy.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Christ became man, calling to repentance thieves and harlots. Repent, my soul, the door of the kingdom is already open, and Pharisees and publicans and adulterers pass through it before thee, changing their lives. Christ became man and shared in my flesh, and willingly he performed all that belongs to my nature, only without sin. He set before thee, my soul, an example and image of his condescension.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Christ saved the wise men and called the shepherds. He revealed as martyrs a multitude of young children. He glorified the elder and the aged widow. But thou, my soul, hast not followed their lives and actions. Woe to thee when thou art judged. The Lord fasted 40 days in the wilderness, and at the end of them he was hungry, thus showing that he is man. Do not be dismayed, my soul, if the enemy attacks thee, through prayer and fasting, drive him away. Let us glorify the Father, let us exalt the Son, and with faith let us worship the Spirit of God, undivided Trinity in unity and essence. Let us adore light and lights, life and lives, giving light and life to the ends of the earth. Watch over thy city, O all pure Mother of God, for by thee she reigns in faith, by thee she is made strong, by thee she is victorious, putting to flight every temptation, despoiling the enemy and ruling her subjects.
Holy Father Andrew, pray to God for us.
Venerable Andrew, Father thrice blessed, Shepherd of Crete, cease not to offer prayer for us who sing thy praises, that we may be delivered from all danger and distress, from corruption and sin, who honor thy memory with faith.
Amen.
lovest of justice, most mercy to sinners, who call us on into salvation through the promise of good things to come. Do thou the same, Lord, receive also our supplications at this pleasant hour, and direct our lives according to thy commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, set aright our minds, cleanse our thoughts, and deliver us from our calamity, wrath, and distress. Compass us round about with thy holy angels, that guided and guarded by their host, we be attained to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of thy unapproachable glory. For blessed art thou unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. For honorable of the cherubim, and our glorious beyond the period of the cherubim, Father, without corruption, spirits out of the grave, and now truly Theotokos remaineth by thee. Blessed Father, in the name of the Lord.
May God have compassion upon us and bless us. May he show the light of his countenance upon us, and be merciful unto all.
Amen.
O Lord and
Master of my life, take from me the spirit of sloth, despair, loss of power, and I can help.
طبيعة جنسنا المقصات أقرنتها مع السماويين. يا رجاء من ليس لهم رجاء سواك وحدك، يا من هي معونة للمحاربين ونصرة مستعدة للمسارعين إليها، يا ملجأ كل المسيحيين، لا تردليني أنا الخاطئ الأثيم المتدنس بقبيح الأفكار والأقوال والأفعال بجملة ذاتي، والسائر بالعزم الخامل عبدا عاطلا وللذات العمر خاتما. لكن بما أنك أم للإله المحب البشر، تحنني بتعطف علي أنا المفرط الخاطئ، وتقبلي من شفتي الدنيستين ما أقدمه إليك من الإبهام، وبالدالة الوالدية التي لك نحو ابنك ربنا وسيدنا، ابتهلي إليه لكي يفتح لي جوانح محبته للبشر وتحننه وصلاحه، ويتجاوز عن هفوات التي تفوق الإحصاء، ويردني إلى التوبة، ويجعلني لوصاياه فاعلاً مختبراً. واحضري عندي دائماً أيتها الرحيمة الشفوقة الوادة الصلاح. أما في هذا العمر الحاضر فبحرارة الشفاعة والمعونة امنعي عني طوارق المعاندين الرديئة وأرشديني إلى الخلاص. وأما في وقت خروج نفس الشقية فتداركيني من حولي، ولقتام مناظر الجن الأشرار أقصي عني بعيدا. وأما في يوم الدينونة الرهيب فنجيني من العقوبات المؤبدة، وأوضحيني وارثا لشرف ومجد ابنك وإلهنا الغامض وصفه الذي أفوز به بواسطتك ونصرتك أيتها الفائقة القداسة والدة الإله سيدتي، بنعمة ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح، ومحبته للبشر الذي يليق له كل مجد وإكرام وسجود مع أبيه الذي لا بداء له وروحه الكلي قدسه الصالح والمحيي الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الداهرين.
And grant unto us, O Master, when we depart to sleep, repose of body and soul, and protect us from the lurking sleep of sin and from all the dark pleasures of the night. Calm the impulses of passions and quench the fiery darts of evil which are craftily thrown against us. Check the turbulence of our flesh, and still all earthly and material thoughts. And grant us, O God, a watchful mind, a prudent reason, a vigilant heart, a tranquil sleep free from all the fantasies of Satan. Raise us up again at the time of prayer, strengthened in thy commandments, holding steadfastly within us the remembrance of thy judgments. Grant us grace to glorify thee all through the night, that we may praise and bless and glorify thine all honorable and majestic name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
أيتها المجيدة المباركة والدة الإله الدائمة البتولية، قدمي صلاتنا إلى ابنك وإلهنا متوسلة إليه لكي يخلص بك نفوسنا.
The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
عليك وضعت كل رجائي يا والدة الإله، فاحفظيني تحت ستر وقايتك.
And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the Holy Gospel. As-salam, leisha bi'akum. From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Let us be attentive. The Lord said, take heed that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for this must first take place, but the end will not be at once. Then Jesus said to them, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places, famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be a time for you to bear testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to mediate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Woe to those who are with child, and to those who give suck in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth, and wrath upon his people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place. And to stand before the Son of
John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles,
of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all thy saints, make our prayer acceptable.
Amen.
Grant us forgiveness of our trespasses.
Amen.
Shelter us under the shelter of thy wings.
Amen.
Drive away from us every enemy and adversary.
Amen.
Give peace to our life.
Amen.
O Lord, have mercy on us and on thy world, and save our souls, for thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind.
Amen.
God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. Forgive me, the sinner. Let us pray for the peace of the world, and for pious and Orthodox Christians, and for our Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ, and for the civil authorities of this land, and for the welfare of our armed forces, and for our fathers and brethren absent from among us, and for those who hate us and those who love us, and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us, and for those who have requested our prayers, unworthy though we be, and for the deliverance of captives, and for travelers by land and sea and air, and for those who lie in sickness, and let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian. Let us bless God-fearing leaders, Orthodox bishops, the founders of this holy church, and our parents and teachers, and all of our fathers and brethren gone before us, the Orthodox, who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. Let us also say for ourselves, forgive us, O Lord, those who hate us and those who oppress us, act kindly towards those who themselves act kindly, and grant our brethren and all those who belong to us all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Visit those who are in infirmity and grant them healing. Direct those who are at sea, be with those who are on land and in the air. Grant those who serve us and are merciful to us forgiveness of sins. And upon those who have asked for us to pray for them, have mercy according to thy great mercy. Remember, O Lord, those of our fathers and brethren who are in captivity, and deliver them from every adverse circumstance. Remember, O Lord, those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches, and grant them all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Remember us also, thy sinful, wretched, and unworthy servants, and lead us in the way of thy commandments, through the intercession of thine all immaculate mother, our Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, and of all thy saints, for thou art blessed unto ages of ages. Prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Sit just for a second. I know it's a long service. It's beautiful though, isn't it? Especially to get us off on the right foot with the length of great back. One of the things that we always talk about here, or I try to emphasize, is that everyone that belongs to St. George is a family. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Many times in my emails or things that are in the bulletin or in the voice, I always refer to everyone at St. George as our family. Today, throughout the service in numerous places, we've asked for the Mother of God and the saints to intercede for us. Not once, not twice, but a number of times.
especially in the Great Commonwealth. They are a part of our family too. When we think of our family, it's not just our people that belong to St. George, but our family that's both in heaven and on earth. So we have our family here at St. George. And we know, or we don't know everyone in our family, but we learn that everyone, whether we know them or not, again, are our brothers and sisters. But we have our family in heaven praying for us all the time, interceding for us to do the right thing. This is the first of lots of services in the next month and a half. And it's a blessing that we're here. It's a blessing for those who aren't here that we pray for them. We said that in the prayers at the end. For those that aren't here, we're praying for them. And that's a blessing for them, and it's a blessing for us that God allows us not to just think of ourselves, but to think even those members of our family that aren't here. I'm tired. My legs are shot. And I don't know who wanted to have confession tonight. If it can wait until later this week, that would be best for me. If it can't and you need it tonight, I'll be more than happy to hear your confession. You can all come up and venerate the icon of the Virgin. Tomorrow evening, we have the great compline again with the second part of the canon of St. Anthony. God bless you.
Yeah. If anyone would like to read the prayers at the end to the Mother of God or to Christ, just please see me and I'll make sure to get you on the list.